The Alaska Supreme Court has reinstated Dean Westlake as the winner of the Democratic primary in House District 40, which covers the North Slope and Northwest Arctic. The decision came in a ruling late this afternoon. It reversed a lower court ruling last week, which had tipped the election to the incumbent representative, Benjamin Nagiak of Barrow. Reached in Kotzebue, Westlake said he was absolutely ecstatic.
And when I got the news, I had to go for a ride. I'm sitting in my office, and I thought, this is wonderful that people that go to vote understand that absolutely no one is going to take that right away from you.
Nagiak could not immediately be reached. The court heard arguments this morning in the disputed primary election. The arguments centered on events in the village of Shungnak, where poll workers let all 50 voters cast ballots in both Democratic and Republican primary races instead of requiring them to choose. The state admitted that was a mistake. But Assistant Attorney General Laura Fox, representing the Division of Elections, argued those votes should still count. Democratic primaries are open to anyone, so all the voters were eligible to participate, and it was only possible to vote once in the race, Fox said.
They all only got one vote in this race, and this is the only race that's been challenged and the only race that the court has to look at here.
Nagiak's lawyers argued that if poll workers had followed the rules, at least a few of those voters would have chosen the Republican ballot, possibly changing the outcome. Last week, a lower court agreed with Nagiak and threw out 12 votes in Shungnak and 2 in Kivalina, tipping the race to the incumbent. The lower court based that number on testimony from former Alaska Republican Party Chair Randy Reedrick, who calculated the average number of voters who chose the Republican-only ballot in the past 4 elections. But in its appeal, the state called Reedrick's calculation nonsensical, and the justices seemed to agree. Here's Justice Joel Bolger grilling Nagiak's attorney, Stacy Stone.
But is that really a matter for expert testimony? I mean, it's just math.
Bolger noted that Reedrick's math only included elections back to 2008, even though the attorney's brief included numbers going back to 2006, and the math changes depending on which election you include.
Is there anything in the record that shows why the 2006 results were neglected?
No, Your Honor. The only reason those results were neglected is because of the speed at which this trial happened.
But it only takes a moment to calculate these averages.
Yes, it does.
The 5 justices arrived at their decision within hours. In an order issued this afternoon, they reversed the lower court's decision, upholding the original election results. Only Justice Daniel Winfrey dissented, arguing the entire election should be voided and held again.